Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is high noon Eastern Time on April 1st, April Fool's Day. Well, I have had four successful April Fools before noon today. Yes, indeed. Got my daughter. Got a local merchant, got my daughter-in-law, and I got a friend of mine. So, wow, four out of five. And the only one I didn't get was my son, who started laughing when I gave him my April Fool. I've always done pretty well on April Fool's Day. Good luck to you today. No April Fool on this one. Tiger goes to Augusta yesterday and plays 18 holes. Not particularly great, I guess, but I do think that he will play next week at Augusta. That is, I guess, the pending big question of the week in the world of golf, even though we have a terrific tournament at the Shell Houston Open. We will talk about that, talk a little bit about the first major for the ladies, the former Dinah Shore, and, of course, a review of last week. A little more talk about the Masters coming up and a strategy for your game. But a little more Tiger talk right now. He does go to Augusta yesterday, plays a full round of golf. I think that he would not have gone to Augusta even to prepare unless he was pretty sure he's going to go there. Beg your pardon. Is his game perfect? No. Should he go and play even if it isn't? Yes. Come on. Don't, you know, you don't have to be a prima donna and have to go in there with every single one of your guns firing perfectly. Go in there. Play golf. It's hurts the game of golf when Tiger doesn't play. It hurts the game. We want to see him. Even if his game isn't perfect, that's a course that he knows so well. And he could strike gold there. I don't think he will strike gold this year. I do think he'll play. I also think he'll make the cut. A lot more Tiger talk and the Masters next week on next week's episode. Congratulations to Jimmy Walker, who wins from the first position after the 54-hole lead in 10 weeks. Nine failures from the 54-hole lead. Not Jimmy. Jimmy Walker wins the Valero Texas Open. He, by the way, has WD'd. He will not play as originally scheduled in Houston this week. Getting ready to go to Augusta next week. Probably a good idea for Jimmy to just rest up a little bit because the Augusta week is a long one. You arrive there, it depends on whether you play in Houston or not, Sunday, Monday at the latest. And more than likely, it's just an exciting week. He's going to get to take his kids and his wife there, of course. So I say it's a good idea for him to take the week off. When I think of Jimmy Walker now, I think of the word closer. Tiger was that way when he had the 54-hole lead, as you all know, and I don't have the statistics in front of me, but his percentage of winning is outrageous. His percentage of winning coming from behind, on the other hand, is not very good. But whose is? Most guys, when they're behind, don't win. They just because it's hard to win, period. But from a perspective of ice water, and having a really good outlook on having the 54-hole lead, that goes to Jimmy Walker. Right now, probably no one better on the PGA Tour with a 54-hole lead. Okay, so the Shell Houston Open has 144 men teeing it up, 13 major champions, the most notable, Phil Mickelson. Phil playing this week and last week. And next week, a little rare for Phil to play 3 weeks in a row, about 2 weeks prior to a major, and then three, of course, including the major. He must feel that his game needs action, that he needs to be in the foxhole, and he's always done well in Houston. They do set the course up a little bit, including the green, speed-wise, what they do at Augusta, so it fits his game. And I think that it's a great, you know, it's good for when Phil plays in golf tournaments, it's good. When Tiger plays in golf tournaments, it's great. Let's take a look at some of the key groups, that I'm looking at. Jordan Spieth, who tried so hard last week, I picked him to win. A Texan is in the event. He will be playing with Justin Rose and Ernie Els. How's that for a threesome? They will be followed by Robert Streb, Darren Clark, Charles Schwartzel, and then Patrick Reed, Hunter Mahan, and Phil Mickelson. How can you not be interested in that group? Let's see. I like the group of Ben Crane, Chesson Hadley, and Scott Stallings. Hadley is trending. He's playing pretty good golf. Sergio Garcia plays in this event pretty much every year. He will be playing with Matt Kuchar, and Matt's got to be a favorite every single time he tees it up. And Ricky Fowler is the final person in that group. That is the key trio of great players without a major. Not one major in that group. Bill Haas, Matt Jones, KJ Choi is another group, no majors in that. Matt Jones, of course, is the defending champion in the Houston event. J.B. Holmes, playing with Keegan Bradley, and Texan Justin Leonard. So that's another key group. And then I've got my eye on a sleeper group. Eric Compton, Andrew Svoboda, and youngster Daniel Berger. That is a very intriguing group indeed. Trending players, and Eric Compton is, well, he's my favorite every week to win with the double heart transplant recipient. If he wins a golf tournament, it'll supersede any headlines in any sport that week, period. It is the ladies' first major, the former Dinah Shore. It's a golf course that anyone can be good at. Bombers are good. Shorter players are good. I will have my picks later. It's a great event, and they all jump in the pond at the end, the winners, and we've seen some injuries come out of that, but that's just the way it goes on the LPGA Tour. Okay, now my strategy for today is on putting. Some key points to always keep in mind on the putting green. I spot putt. What I mean by that is I pick a spot when possible or a area when possible prior to where the hole is, maybe halfway between where you are in the hole, particularly on a putt over 20 feet, where it's easier to hit a spot closer to you than it is all the way to the hole. Much easier to do that. Talk out loud. Remember, you're supposed to talk out loud. One Thought Golf is all about talking out loud. Talk yourself into making a putt. Talk yourself into making any shot on the golf course. Think positively. Give yourself key points. I might say, okay, Bob, this green is pretty fast. Don't hit it too hard. Nice, easy, even stroke. Things of that nature, getting yourself in the proper mindset. Do not let outside interference bother you. If something's going on, a bug flies near you, regroup. That goes for any shot, especially putting, because it will interfere with your putt. Keep the putter close to the ground and to the green, of course, on your backstroke. If you lift the putter up too quickly, it will inhibit it will expose the shot. And it's a shot. A golf putt is the same as a 300-yard drive or your drive 220 yards, whatever it might be. Same thing. It is a full stroke. And keep your eyes on the ball. Now, everybody says that on every shot. Most amateurs are very quick to move, especially off of a putt. Stay with the stroke. Keep your eyes on the stroke area all the way through, through your follow-through, through to your target. It helps. It'll keep the ball online. And remember, in every shot in golf, the most important thing is to hit the ball straight. Straight through the target, straight to the area that you're aiming for. Okay, now let's get back for just a moment to my predictions. And I'm going to have predictions on the ladies' major. I don't always predict every ladies' event. Probably should. I'll start doing more of that. I will. But surely I'm going to pick all of their majors. And this is the Dinosaur, the former Dinosaur, but I'm going to call it that because for me, it's just like the Crosby Clam Bake and the Bob Hope Desert Classic. You can call it what you want. I'm still calling it what it was. Old school. I'm taking Brittany Lincecum, Lexi Thompson, and Nayeon Choi. That's Lincecum, Thompson, and Choi. Nayeon Choi. Those are my picks to win the first major on the LPGA Tour. By the way, 99 men currently are entered into Augusta. They've been invited. 99, it's a big field. The fields have grown a little bit over the last, 6 or 8 years since that they've allowed everybody from the Tour Championship and some more amateur players. I believe currently there will be 6 amateurs entered in the event. That's a nice, solid amateur field, and they'll love being in the bird's nest. Meantime, we have the Shell Houston Open coming up, and the Shell Houston Open winner gets in to the Masters if he is not, of course, eligible in any other category, in other words, already in. We could have a field of 100 at Augusta. Okay, so now I'm ready to give you my picks to win the Shell Houston Open playing at the Golf Club of Houston. I've got Cameron Tringali, Carlos Ortiz, and Lee Westwood. That's Tringali, Ortiz, and Westwood. Those are my choices. I like Lee the week before a major. He's done it before. I think he will do it this year. Carlos Ortiz has played such terrific golf in his rookie year. He is a really fine player. He's going to break through. And Cameron Tringali also has been playing pretty well, but he also contended a year ago and came very close to threatening Matt Jones and winning the Shell Houston Open a year ago. He did not, of course, but I'm going to say that it's Tringali, Ortiz, and Westwood. A number of other players came to mind, not the least of which is K.J. Choi. I didn't take K.J. in his adopted hometown of Houston, but those are my picks, and that is my show for this week. I hope you all have a terrific week golfing. Look forward to a number of shows next week on the Masters. As you know, when a major comes up, I do daily programming, starting with the day before with my picks. And each and every day we have commentary on the major championship at hand. So until next week, this is Bob Geismar saying so long for now. Blog Talk Radio, One Thought Golf.